Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. So here we go. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome. And please go back and check out our library of podcasts. We've got over 250 podcasts sitting out there. And if you're a regular listener, thank you so much for your loyalty. We are thrilled and feel so honored that you continue to be on this journey with us. So thank you so much. So today we thought we'd talk a little bit about allergies because that's a huge issue.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we hadn't podcasted on it. I went back and looked because it's been kind of a hot topic in the office lately. And I thought, well, we should talk about it. And I'm like, oh, we probably talked about it already. Let me go back and see when. And I can't find any other podcast that we've done on food allergies.
Wow. It's about time then that we have this talk.
There's so many things we still have to talk about.
There are many things.
This podcast is just going to go on forever. I hope everyone's ready for that.
So allergies is a big issue. Okay. And there are different types of allergies out there. But in our field, we see a lot of food allergies. And it's really interesting because I would say that over the last, I don't know, I'm going to say 5 years or so, that there's definitely been an increase in allergies, or at least allergies that we're diagnosing and finding in our patients. You know, we'll do these complete workups on these patients and everything comes back negative. And then we end up sending them over to an allergy specialist who works them up, and
they lo come and back. Behold,
yeah, they come back with, and it's really shocking to a lot of these people.
It's shocking,
shocking, very shocking. And I mean, people are like, well, how could that be? Mm-hmm. You know, I've been eating this forever, but the more shocking thing and amazing thing is that when they eliminate whatever they were found to be allergic to, all of a sudden they get so much better.
Yeah, they feel amazing again.
They do. So it's definitely an issue that we're seeing more and more of, seeing it in people of all ages, seeing it, you know, so many younger people that are coming in, people in their 20s that have all of these gastrointestinal symptoms, all these GI issues, and you work them up and
But also the older crowd too, finding it at 60 and 70 year olds, for example, coming in all of a sudden having issues, digestive issues, not knowing why, and finding out that they're allergic to something that they've been eating their whole life, right? So I mean, you know, we always usually when someone comes in and they're suffering from whatever issues, you obviously work them up, right? You know, and then a lot of times everything comes back negative, so then they end up with me. And then we try enzymes and probiotics, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work all the time, you know? And people are like, oh, I've been taking the enzymes, and, you know, I'm noticing that I do feel better, but I'm still having, you know, this issue or that issue randomly, right? And that's like, to me, that's what triggers, like, we need to test for food allergies. Have you ever been tested for food allergies? And they'll say, oh, years ago I was, or no, I've never been tested. And so there are a couple different options when we're dealing with patients or clients in the office with regard to food allergy tests, because if they're a patient and they have decent insurance, we can refer them to an allergist, like what you were saying, and they can get a pretty full workup, you know, and that's usually the most extensive type of workup that somebody can get. But then we also have those people who are clients of ours, they're not patients, they want to get an allergy test, we can't refer them somewhere, right, because they're not a patient. Or they are a patient and they have really crappy insurance, right, or super high deductibles and they don't want to be referred. There are other tests that we can do with them. They're cash-based tests, where the test can be delivered to the home, and then it's like a finger prick test, right? And so they prick their finger, they put the blood on the card, and they submit it to the lab, and then the lab sends us the report back and says, you know, these are the things you're allergic to, right? So it just depends, like, what the situation is with the patient, but the results of those tests are just mind-blowing, you know, like what you were saying with patients. I mean, we just had a guy who he's been struggling with digestive issues for years. He's in his 70s. He's on the probiotics and enzymes, and he has noticed a difference with them, but he still struggles, you know, and he'll call me every once in a while, what else, you know, I went to my chiropractor and he's suggesting this, and I'm like, no, like I'd prefer you not to be on stuff like that, you know? And then I brought up with him, I'm like, you know, have you ever done the food allergy test? And he's like, no, I've never done that. I said, well, let's do it, you know? And so he did the kit in the mail. And sure enough, he came back highly allergic to dairy.
Hmm.
And when I called him and I said, this is what the test said, he's like, are you kidding me? He's like, I eat dairy almost every day. He's like, I love my cheese. I love my yogurt. I love my milk. I love my ice cream. And I'm like, dude, you got to stop, you know? And he's like, okay, I can do it, you know? And sure enough, like, he's feeling amazing now. And after all these years, right, of struggling and not trying to figure out what's going on with his body, you know, get a food allergy test.
Yep,
see if absolutely. There's something that is triggering. I mean, sometimes it's weird things like onions or mm-hmm. garlic. People who use garlic to cook in every single thing, and they have issues. And then they find out they're allergic to garlic, and it's just like this trigger, like, oh my goodness.
Right.
You know, no wonder why I've had stomach aches.
Right. You know? And you know, that can cause ongoing chronic inflammation, yeah. which is not good for the body.
It gets worse. Like, if you yes. don't address the food allergy, the body gets sicker and sicker and sicker.
It right? does. Yeah. And one of the things that we find a lot of that is related to food allergies, or it can be related to food allergies, is eosinophilic esophagitis. And I'm pretty sure that we've done a podcast on that. Mm. But it's basically an inflammation in the esophagus where you see these eosinophils, which is a type of white blood cell. And when you take biopsies, the pathologist will tell you, you know, that they saw all these eosinophils. And then you send these patients off for allergy testing, and sure enough, they come back being allergic. So it is an issue. You know, there's all sorts of different types of things, different types of inflammation throughout the body that can occur because of these food allergies.
Well, my sister is a perfect example, right? She had the inflammation in the colon,
right?
Right, because of food allergies, yeah. right? So it yeah. can, the if you have an itis anywhere in your body, you know, gastritis, colitis,
yes.
esophagitis, you know, it's probably, I mean, you have inflammation, and it could be caused by long-term food allergy issues that you don't even realize you have, mm-hmm. right? And taking a medicine might heal it for a little while, but if you don't stop eating those foods and figure out what those foods are so you can stop eating them, the problem isn't going to go away.
Yeah.
So for me, that's like a huge initial thing that I try to do with people. If they've been suffering for a long time, we can't figure out what's wrong with them, my first question is always, have you had a food allergy test?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's so simple, yes. right? I mean, to be able to prick your finger, put some blood on a card and send it in and have it change the rest of your life. I mean, come on.
That's right.
How silly.
So please, you know, get this. I mean, if you are suffering with issues, digestive issues, or even just, you know, even just aches and pains in your joints, your muscles, and you've been worked up and nothing's been found, you know what? If you haven't been tested for allergies, get tested for allergies.
Yeah, and if you don't know where to go for, like we were talking about, the finger prick test, you can use the vendor that we use, the lab. Just give us a call, send us an email. You know, you can support@drlizcruz.com. This lab works all over the country. We've shipped kits to New York. We've shipped kits to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just let us know that you want to do this. We can process it for you, get you a kit in the mail, and you submit it. And then we would get the results, and we would share with the results with you, send you the report and everything. So, you know, it's so simple. And I think the test itself is only $150. So it's not, you know, a ton of money. I mean, it's a little bit of money, but if it's to help you figure out what could be causing all of your problems,
right. it could actually save you yes. a lot of money in the long run.
Yes, absolutely.
So definitely an investment that, you know, you should consider doing. That is if your insurance won't cover it.
Right.
I mean, if your insurance is going to cover it, then please do
the
that.
The ultimate would be to go see an allergist, yes. right? Because there's different ways to test for allergies. There's skin testing, there's blood testing. And so when you go to an allergist, it's just a more thorough workup. And they'll test for things that the simple blood test we do, they don't test for. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the simple blood test is testing all the major foods that we're eating. So that's why it's a nice test to do. But if you can afford to go to an allergist or your insurance will cover you going to an allergist, it is definitely the most thorough allergy test you'll get. And it will be very enlightening, yes. let's say that, in terms of, you know, just to know your body better, right? And to know what you should do to keep your body well. I mean, I think that's the bottom line.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Tina. And thank you for joining us. And we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.